Oh. What's that?
Uh-oh. Vincey, you're not used to this, but you're sitting next to the fax machine. Pull out that. Take it out. What is it?
Says Dear Jared. What's that?
Jared? Yes. Okay, so this is, we don't know where this is from, but can you please read it out?
The whole story.
Well, what is it?
It's actually a letter. Yeah. A question.
Yeah.
Dear Jared, I heard a woman's groans of passion in the background when I called my husband at work recently. When I questioned him, he said it must have been on the radio, but his manner was off. Then yesterday I phoned him when he was driving home, and this time I heard a female giggling once again. He was obviously distracted. I have a gut feeling that he is at it with his ex. Gut feeling? What about the moans of passion? We've been married for 12 years, and this is my husband's second marriage. His ex is a right pain. She hassles him all the time, making up excuses for him to pop around. My husband's 42. I'm 39. His ex is 40, and she's very insecure. But now I'm sure he's up to no good after he's pocket-dialed me, and I've heard an awkward experience of hearing what sounded like them having very hot and sweaty sex.
Oh.
It left me feeling physically sick.
So he's pocket-called her in the act of making love.
He said, my husband walked in 30 minutes later saying he'd delayed at work sorting out some stock. He works at a car parts shop. I saw WhatsApp messages to his ex telling her
would that be a chop shop?
Could be a chop shop. I think he was at the chop shop when he pocket-dialed his missus. Jared, what should I do?
Ooh.
Well, I'm not Jared.
A bit more. When he came downstairs in his tracksuit, ready for a five-a-side football game, I started raging at him. Said, you've been messaging your ex. He replied, yes, whatever, and waved his hand at me, brushing me aside. He then texted me, I know it was her, as he did it in front of me. I shouted at him, but he refused, yelling, it's my house, I'm going nowhere.
Oh, wow. How Jared did he go with the five-a-side? Can he goal?
Soccer team. I'm not,
did he get any?
I think he kicked the goal earlier in the day, so yeah, he didn't do
assist
well.
Too.
Well, my advice is maybe if she wants
to. Jared?
I don't know. It's Jared 1R.
And they generally come late in the show, which brings us to our next guest. Sportsbet, bet with mates, start your group, bet together, share the moment, conditions apply, gamble responsibly.
Hang on, what about, what's she going to do?
Well, this guy, Shawnee Omorod,
Shawnee might know.
He seems like the fax machine sort of fires up around the 5:30 mark. So, Shawnee, how are you, mate?
Oh, good afternoon, boys. I tell you what, I had some real doubts when I heard these two lunatics were going to be at the
Why?
I had some real doubts, but I tell you what, you've both handled it with aplomb. And what about, so old mate, it's probably raised more questions than answers for me. I don't know about you boys, but when I'm making passionate love, I'm not usually wearing pockets pockets all from.
No.
So, not sure how he's done that, but he's got himself into a bit of a mischief, hasn't he?
Oh, he's in trouble. This poor old Jared, he's got his work cut out. He gets one probably on average, I reckon, two a week. He'd be getting Dear Jared's. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have to get an agony aunt in. That's who we need to get.
Who is Jared?
I don't know. It was someone that the number, because it's coming via fax. I don't know why we just don't throw this fax out.
I think IBM was originally here, so it could be like a, I don't know.
It has, Commodore 64 has got written on it.
Yeah.
Shawnee, let's get into it. Thanks to Sportsbet. Now, what are we talking about with the futures, with the NRL?
Well, before we get to that, I heard Finchie just question maybe we've got some markets on where Joel Kane is today.
Any updates?
We don't have the laws, the betting laws prohibit us from offering a market on it. But a mate has texted me only a short time ago. He spotted him down at Glen McGrath Oval, Carrimbar, doing some sprint work with one Roger Fabry.
So
maybe a contender for trading the house down. I know he's got the big, is a state cup this week or maybe next week?
Well, next week.
He was recovering from a calf.
For that.
Yeah, Roger. I think it's Roger Fabry.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Fabry. It's what not Fabry. You said Fabry. It's not like the...
It's got a bit of ring to it, I reckon. Fabry.
Anyway, Shawnee, hit me,
bro. Where were we? I heard you both sounded pretty bullish on the Sharks' chances from what I heard that little stint before, speaking about Nico. They've obviously signed pretty well in the off-season for Merkins going there. Nico Hines has been turning up really for training. So thought we'd just touch on their top eight chances for next year. Now, they're currently $2.25, which I sort of tend to agree on the face value. Probably looks like maybe a sneaky bit of value, but top eight's a funny one. It's a bit like the old square peg in a round hole. Fletch, if you go down that list, you run out of positions to slot into. So you look at the top four, you'd think Penrith and Storm, they're almost locks to make it. I've got the Roosters going huge next
year. Yeah, I'm with you.
Keary back on deck, fully fit. I'm expecting big things from them, so they're going to make it. Manly, I mean, you're probably betting on Tommy Turbo staying fit. If he does, they're going to make it. Fully expecting South again to be there. So you get to there, you've probably only got maybe three or four spots left. Parramatta haven't really signed anyone, maybe a bit of doubt. So you're left with probably Gold Coast and the Sharky. So all of a sudden, the $2.25 might not jump out at you, but... What are you boys? Are you backing? Are you buying or selling the Sharkies at $2.25 to play?
Yes, Sugar has once again confused the bejesus out of me with his angles, but I do like him. I like him for the fact of Fitzy going there, Dale Finucane going there, and Cam McGinnis.
Yeah, I think it's added a bit of depth. I'm not predicting top four, but I think they certainly push. You know, I think they're more of a chance this year than, say, the Knights who finished seventh, you know, lose Pierce. Some doubts over their depth in their roster and mentioning those guys, Sharks, that you said, come on, that's coming. Some real good signings. I think they can push into those positions.
They're going to be a team where you got to be on because they won't give up.
They've always been like that.
Yeah, but having Fitzy there as a defensive, well, he's the head coach.
Yeah.
But imagine what he's going to be doing. So I just think top eight.
And those players, like Finucane's, you know, a bloke who just gives it all. So is McGinnis. So they fit
as well. Yeah.
They fit Fitzy style. Racing tomorrow, Coleman, a Sandown and Gosford. Tip me into something.
Yes. I've got a winner at Gosford for you, Finchie. Now, we want to go to race 5, number 3. It's called Never Second. So we're hoping it lives up to its namesake.
Nah. But sometimes third.
Always fourth.
That's the issue with punting, isn't it? Now, a little bit of a caveat. It's accepted at Wyong on Thursday too. Now, I've already backed it in both of those. You're going to get your money back for one. Obviously, it could be scratch. And I think whichever one it does race in, it's going to be a huge chance. So this is the former Manny Vella trained horse. Now goes to Annabelle Neesham, who is absolutely airborne at the moment. It's been $6 earlier today, now $4.50. It's had two trials under the new camp of Annabelle Neesham. And it's trialled up against some really quality horses. You probably are familiar with the work of Snap Dancer and Bandit Snatch, two quality runners. And it finished fifth behind them in a trial, but didn't really have to do any work at all. And it likes a bit of sting out of the ground, which it's going to get at Gosford tomorrow. So Never Second running in race 5, number 3, boys, about $4.50.
Beautiful. I'm going to have a bit on that. I'll tell you what I've seen, Shawnee and Finchie. I've seen some exciting news. Tiger Woods is back out on the practice greens. He's got a bit of a bandage or some sort of compression garment around his leg. But Shawnee, is there any markets on when he might win his next major?
Funny you should ask, Fletch. I think all golfers and even non-golfers around the world would have seen that footage the other day. And if he obviously wasn't 100%, but if I had a quarter of that swing, I'd be pretty happy. So we've priced up some specials for Tiger now that he's been sighted. To win a major in 2022, he's $26. And if you can't go one of the big four, just to win a PGA Tour event is half that price. He's $13 to do that. Obviously, he's got a lot of work to do, but remember his comeback when he won the Masters after the last sort of experience in his life, shall we say. It was great. So I'd be so happy to see him come back after another awful setback to win a major next year.
Yeah, I think we've forgiven him, haven't we?
I was never angry at him.
Well, I mean, he did the wrong thing. Well, it's not as if he's like sent a dick pic to someone, you know. It's
you'd understand when you.
Shawnee, what's on tonight? What are you having for Tucker?
I'm going to have a little Asian chicken dish, Fletch.
Are you making that, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be making that. It's in the little recipe book. We're gonna dig it up. But no rice. Cauliflower rice is the key. This one.
Blah.
Low carb. Don't knock it. Ta-da. Don't knock it till you try it.
I've tried that. I tried that on that 75 dog shit thing I was doing. No good. Cauliflower is cauliflower. Rice is Stephanie.
Yeah, not fooling you.
No. Can't do it. All right. Well, thank you very much, Shawnee. And hopefully...
And Shawnee, can we get a price on what this team can... if it will get a start again? What are the odds?
Yeah.
Mate, what are we paying?
What's that one?
Is there any market on me and Fletch ever teaming up again?
Well, no, there's no betting, but I tell you what, if I was Joel Cain, I wouldn't be having another day off. I'd be looking straight over that shoulder. I had my concerns, which I think most of the radio listening audience in Australia probably did, but
I think the bosses did.
Yeah. You are Imagine the complaints department at SEN. They would have been shitting themselves about what was in
store. Pre-complaints.
You've handled it with aplomb, as I said, boys. Well done.
Thank you very much, Shawnee. Sure. See, it's support like that gets
That's
us going.
That's what you need.
Hey, can you ring up Today FM, see what they're doing? Thanks, Shawnee. See you tomorrow, brother.
See you, boys. Good luck. Chat soon.
Thank you, mate.